on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay,
let me just, okay, so you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over,
That was an amazing North Bay band.
They sure are.
Yeah, big year for them. That was State Faults with the song Blood Moon from the Children of the Moon LP that came out in July of last year on Death Wish.
Yeah, get it, huge.
Yeah, Death Wish from Beverly, Massachusetts. And Dog Nights Productions from the UK. I can't find out where they're from. But anyway, State Faults are from Santa Rosa, California.
The hometown boys.
So you know them, right?
I know Michael.
Dude, come over here and get on the mic.
You sure?
Of course, yeah. Come on. Come over here. Okay.
Hi, everyone. Anyway, yeah, Michael used to play bass in State Faults, and now he's on second guitar. And I know Johnny and Jared a little bit, mostly from their last band, Slow Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the new bass player, the current bass player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the guy from... Oh, I think he's from No More Stereo.
Oh.
I recognize his bass. I think I played them for you once.
Is that the one with the heart on the cover?
No, it had a skeleton. No, you're thinking of Bad Kissers.
Oh,
the vocalist guitar player from No More Stereo is from Bad Kissers.
Oh, man, that scene is so incestuous.
For real?
And that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah. Definitely. Everybody learns from everybody.
And supports everybody. So, yeah, congratulations to State Faults.
Yeah, great job, boys. Really exciting times.
Okay, and then we started that off with not a North Bay band. I just wanted to play them because it's the most exciting record in the world right now.
Yeah, sure is.
Easily contender for Album of the Year. That was Turnstile with the song Birds from the Never Enough LP that came out a few weeks ago on June 6th, 2025. On Roadrunner Records from New York City, New York. And Turnstile are, of course, the pride of Baltimore, Maryland. You know, I've heard people saying that they're selling out. I don't agree with that at all.
No, it's
still Turnstile.
Yeah.
They're still carrying the East Coast hardcore flag. Like, it's still a youth crew.
It's just recorded
so much more spaciously.
Yeah, totally. And they fill that space with a lot of really, like, gorgeous ambiences.
Absolutely. Amazing record. Amazing past few records.
Total triumph. Congratulations to Turnstile.
Right, yeah. Congratulations, boys. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and today is a big celebration. I want to take this opportunity to introduce my dearest friend and yours, Michael from the North Bay.
Cool. Hi, Maximum. Hi, Maximum Rock and Roll.
So we're here at Michael's place here in Portland, Oregon, and I just hit him up like half an hour ago. I told him we were just going to listen to records, but surprise, we're recording an episode.
Anyway, yeah, for sure. I'm always happy to hop on. Thank you. Do we have a theme for today? Or?
Yeah, the theme is you.
Okay. Thank you. Should I grab some records?
Nope. I'm pulling records mostly from your shelf.
Okay.
I only brought a couple of mine. But yeah, we're celebrating today because, do you know what today is? This episode is?
Celebrating summer?
Ew, no, never.
I was going to say.
No, neither of us like summer.
Seriously. It hasn't been too bad so far, though.
Don't jinx it. It's been mild so far,
right.
But it's still early. It could always start up at any time.
Yeah, the rain last weekend was awesome.
Oh, for real. It was great.
Yeah.
It was in like the 60s.
It got down to the 50s, actually.
Oh, it was lovely.
Yeah,
but no, that's not what we're celebrating. Do you know what this episode is?
No, not really. What's up? What is it?
This is my 20th Maximum Rock and Roll episode.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize. Hey, congratulations. I was wondering.
So do you know what else?
No.
Why we're celebrating you?
Oh, yeah. Shouldn't we be celebrating you, though?
Yeah. You told me that the first episode that we did together, episode 1849,
okay.
January of 2023, was your 30th episode.
Huh?
So? So this is your 50th episode.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you've done 50 of these.
God damn.
Yeah, god damn. That's a huge accomplishment.
So this means it's been 50 times now that I haven't gotten fired.
No.
I mean the past 20 now have really been the best so far. The ones that you've done.
No. Okay, no. So, yeah, we should clarify for everybody. Behind the scenes here, well, okay, so for all of you that haven't heard us before, Michael, or welcome, thank you for listening. Michael, he invited me on to co-host his year-end episode two and a half years ago. Anyway, yeah, he brought me over for his Yeet episode, 2K23, and then, we did three or four together, but then he asked me to take over for him. But he has produced every episode that I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've done the audio editing on every episode. You've helped me write every episode, like helped me pick a theme and find the music.
Yeah.
You have been a big help with the research.
I mean, most of it is you.
Yeah. No, seriously, so much work goes into these. Even just like tracking down records and tapes. And then the amount of, sorry for this, I did a lot of remote laptop episodes recently.
Yeah, you did.
Those are so much extra work. And you never once told me not to or got annoyed.
No, of course not. I love those episodes.
But still, you are, oh, thank you. I like those too. But yeah, every time you've been so wonderful in tackling every episode, no matter what. I can't thank you enough for that.
Dude, I can't thank you enough for these. I've really loved being a part of them, seriously.
So as a thank you, I want to do a special episode dedicated to you.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, we're doing it. I want to know everything. I want to know how you got involved in Maximum, how you got your show, how you started. I want to do one that fulfills everything that you've wanted to do with this show.
Wow. Thank you, Sue. I'm honored.
The honor is all mine. We're here to honor you. So when we first started, you told me about how you chose your name, right, Michael, from the North Bay, because you wanted to highlight the North Bay and the North Bay independent music scene with every episode.
Yeah, showcase where I came from, in some capacity at least.
So I've done a lot of my own research into what the Sonoma County scene is up to these days.
Oh, my God. Wow, thank you. We were just saying.
Right, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about how I really don't know the Sonoma County music scene that well anymore. I don't know what's going on up there.
Yeah, well, I got you covered.
Shit, Zoo, thank you. That's such a nice gift.
Always. So I want to know more about how you got started with Maximum, but let's keep it going with some music first. So, anyway, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over, and I'm here with my dearest friend and the producer of this show,
Michael from the North Bay.
And we're going to listen to some Sonoma County punk rock. Okay, this one is maybe one of the most exciting new records coming out of Santa Rosa.
Okay.
They released a promotional single, and the full length doesn't come out until next month, but I downloaded this song. Okay. So up next is a very exciting band from Santa Rosa, California. This is the band Hard Chiller with the song Hotbox Head.
We'll be right back. dead. They say, yeah, we're lost in this. I say, fucking ignorant. Riding $1,000 car. While someone's sleeping in the park. Not that lights, don't give a fuck. You just want another fuck. Ignorance, ignorance, fuck them, they don't get shit. Ignorance, ignorance, fuck them, they don't get shit. They say, yeah, we're lost in this. I say, fucking ignorance.
Yeah, the most famous band from Santa Rosa, from Sonoma County. That was the band Victim's Family with the song Trash from the In the Modern Meat Space split 12-inch with Nasal Rod from right here in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
LP that came out in March of last year on Nadine Records from Portland, Oregon. Yeah, gotta love the connection between PDX and the North Bay. And then a big band like Victim's Family lending their like, prestige.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, Victim's Family.
Okay, before that, I think they're pretty big, right?
I always thought so.
Yeah. That was the song Eat the Rich by Resilience from Sound of Strength that came out in 2003 on SOS Records from Corona, California. And Resilience are, of course, from Santa Rosa, California. Yeah. Are they still together?
I don't know. I don't think so. The vocalist actually came into my work once to rent a movie, and I quietly, like, internally fanned out over him. And then I told all my coworkers who he was after he left, and they didn't care.
Shouts out to him. awesome. Cool. Was he nice?
Super nice. Oh. Really cool guy.
I love to hear that. Okay, and then before that was a band that I've heard. I heard the name a lot a couple, like, 10 years ago.
They were the wild card of the hardcore scene for a spell.
Mm-hmm. That was the band Acrylics with the song New Face from the Sinking In LP that came out in 2009 on Iron Lung Records from Seattle, Washington. And they are from Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Okay, so before that was a new band. I found this one. That was New Low from Santa Rosa, California, cool, with the song Playing Against Inevitability from the New Low 22/23 cassette that came out in July of last year on something called Nothing to Fear. And I couldn't find any information about them. It was catalog number NTF-003, but I couldn't find a 001 or 002.
I haven't heard of them. No. They're a lot more ferocious than most Sonoma County hardcore.
They keep up.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah.
Okay, and then we started that off with, craziest band I found. So that was a band called Hard Chiller, and that was the song Hotbox Head, which is the promotional single that'll be on the Baby LP that's scheduled to come out on August 1st on Born Losers Records out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And, okay, so they are from Santa Rosa, California.
Okay.
All right, you ready for this?
Am I?
So the band is Casey Dietz of the Velveteen on drums.
Yeah, I've met him. I played with his other bands, the Americas.
Okay, so him. The vocalist from the band from Indian Lakes, Joey Venucci.
He's from the North Bay?
No, he's from Yosemite area, I think. And then Roger Camaro from the Warriors and No Motive from Oxnard, California. And Steve frickin' Choi from RX Bandits and the Sound of Animals Fighting from Seal Beach, Orange County, California. It's crazy.
What are they all doing in Santa Rosa?
I know, but technically they're saying that the band is from Santa Rosa. So do they all live there?
I have no idea. Damn, do they? I have been checked out for a long time.
Well, we're making up for lost time today. So anyway, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
Okay, so real quick, how did you get your show? What's the story behind your first show?
So I was doing some shit work at the house in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I guess an episode was due and the host that week didn't show up or something. So anyway, Sam came by to record it and there were two other people working. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who. So he asked them to jump on and cover some of the episode. So then I walked in, and he asked if I'd be interested in doing a block as well.
So the planets aligned.
Yeah, it was honestly totally random. I was interested in doing, like, absolutely anything and everything that Maximum had to offer. But the radio show was so prestigious, so I thought that it was a totally different realm. I never in a million years thought that I'd get to be a part of that end of the magazine. You feel me? So, yeah, I was looking through the record collection to find something to play, and I found the band M Section from Roanoke Park in Sonoma County.
Oh, you played them.
So it was fate. I assumed it'd be the only time I'd ever get to be on the radio, so I was really glad I got to represent the North Bay.
And you were good.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, if you weren't good, they wouldn't have
been. So bad. I didn't even necessarily feel nervous, but I was breathing so heavily. So I guess I was like more than I thought.
I listened to it though, and you sounded really natural.
No, thank you. But I guess afterward, I remember afterward Sam saying to me, you have a great radio voice. And I'm sure he was just being nice since I kind of bailed him out in a pinch.
I mean, you got through it with zero prep time, right? You were thrown right into the fire. I mean, my first episode, you told me like a month in advance, so I was feeling pretty ready.
Your first episode, you were perfect. You were a natural right away.
Thank you. I felt really comfortable because you were there. But my first solo episode was a mess.
Got through it great. I screwed up by double compressing it.
Oh, my God. I remember
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry I did that.
You were, no. Okay. So that's a good story. So on my first episode, right, you ran it through a compressor.
Yeah, I had the microphone going into my Earthquaker Warden for a pre, but then I didn't even think about it. I had a compressor on the track in Logic, so it caught every little thing.
And I overreacted.
No, you didn't. It sounded totally weird, and that was my fault, because it was going into a compressor and then sent to another compressor. So it picked up every little sound. So your breathing was so prominent when, especially when I mastered it.
Plus, and, man, that July or something, it was so hot out. So I thought I just sounded like I was dying of heat because it sounded like I was breathing so heavily. But this is an example of how amazing he is.
No,
it's true. You spent days going through and editing every breath out.
Which then ultimately sounded totally weirder.
It really did.
Because it sounded like you never took a breath for the entire hour. One long sentence.
But we did it, and you made me feel more confident. And you've always done that.
I'm just here at your back. I got your back.
And I feel it. Seriously. I think that's why I've been comfortable enough to do these. Like, every episode I've recorded so far.
20 now.
20 episodes now. I thought, this is the worst thing I've ever done. I'm mortified at how bad I am at this. But then, like, yeah, after you treat it, it's always like, yeah, that's what I was hoping it would be.
I mean, dude, if it's good, then it's good. I'm just polishing something that's already good.
Okay, well, we've got lots more.
Oh, yeah, we got to watch the clock.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Okay, so this next one I want to play. Actually, you know what? Close your eyes.
What?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I don't want you to see it. I want to see a surprise.
Okay. They're closed. You going to get it?
I know you have it. I don't want you to see it. It's a surprise.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so this isn't a bay this isn't a North Bay band, but I know how important they are to the scene, especially when we were both getting into punk rock.
All right.
Okay, so you know what? I'm not even going to say it. Y'all will know it immediately.